29th of October, in the afternoon, Gangtok Sikkim. Discussion in the lobby of the North Hill Hotel. Participants include Nina, Shakti, John, Sarah, Azita, Christine, and Jill.
I was talking to Sati Patana, and he said to me, how we clean and how can we make to have, what can we do to have less clinging?
Having more understanding of sati, which is anatta. Mm-hmm. That's all.
And that it only lasts for a short moment.
It doesn't matter as long as there is right understanding of the way it arises, not by one's will, but by conditions.
We can notice it's not by one's will. Mm-hmm. We can notice it ourselves, that it is conditioned.
Even if one moment is worthwhile more than just thousand of moments that one is doing something instead of having it arise by conditions.
Yeah. Well, listening is a condition. You told us when we are lying on the bed that when there is no attachment, there will be sati, and it helps.
Because there are conditions for sati to arise, otherwise sati cannot arise. That is no expectation for sati to arise. Otherwise, the I come again, trying not to do anything. See? Okay. It's as
That is very subtle. Yeah. The I try not to do anything. Very subtle. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying not to be aware of visible object, particularly.
Or not to be aware of thinking stories all the time are coming in, and then you think, oh, I'm thinking of stories, and that is not paramatta dhammas like hardness or sound, but we don't choose at all.
Mm-hmm. So it depends on panya from the very beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And one knows that panya can condition detachment when it understands better and better, clearer and clearer. But we are so impatient, just want panya to arise so soon and so many moments, see?
If there is more attachment, then there will be less patience.
Lopa has patience instead of right understanding has patience.
Right. Yeah. False patience. Yeah.
The false patient,
yes.
Not the real one.
Right.
Not the barami.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean lopa has patience?
Arising with lopa.
Patience?
Yeah. Why not?
Patient to be
it can
attached.
Be akusla. Patient can be akusla.
I guess I thought of patience as being part of the development of the parami, but How can you be patient with lopa?
What about this moment? If there is patience, is that not I? Who is patient?
Yes, I have this idea that I'm being patient.
So
you could also have an idea that more patience means more sati. So if you want more sati, then you have more patience. Patience with lopa.
Well, I certainly have this this idea of patience. Look, it just requires patience, and then it'll all be okay. So that's my
that
patience.
We should understand the characteristic of patience, what jetasika it is, so that we know whether it can arise with akusla, or it can just arise with kusala.
I never thought of patience as being akusala.
Usually, when there is no understanding, but there is patience.
You think it is patience?
It is patience, usually.
Yeah.
When there is no understanding, patience is patience. It's a jetasika. But what jetasika it accompanies? The patience accompany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what is patience? A jetasika, what jetasika?
It must be aloba and adosa.
Only?
No, if it's agusala, it's not alopa or adosa.
No, I'm thinking of kusala now. No, but if it's the akusala patient, that's the first time I hear it. Me too. I didn't know. So what Jetasika
it is, so that we know whether it can arise with akusala.
Mm.
Or it can just arise with kusala when it's patients.
Well, maybe when there is a different feeling, you think that you are patient.
It depends on citta and jetasikas at that moment that patience arises with.
So what jetasika is it?
So what jetasika is it? Wholesome jetasikas or the dipakinika, which can arise with any kind of citta?
So virya? Virya can be akusala. To hold out, but with the idea of self, or not speaking. And then you think, must be kusala. But it can be akusala.
So can it arise with akusala?
If it's virya, of course it can.
That's why we should know what jetasika it is.
So it's virya jetasika.
Wow. It's a bit like that equanimity, upekkha one. Because that, again, that's the same.
That one is tatramachatata. It has to be
kusala.
In different feelings.
So it depends on what subject we are talking about. If we are talking about kusala, patience is kusala. For those who, like the person who lie down on the nails.
We think it's patience, but actually it's akusala virya.
Or they think too.
They think it's patience.
Yeah, it's patience.
They think it's patience.
What about adimokkha determination?
Adimokkha is moment when there is no doubt arising together with it. Yeah.
So it must be
the one who does the dutangas can be patience in the wrong way.
It depends on citta at that moment. We cannot say it's kusala or akusala, but it depends on conditions for its arising. Because many people can be attached to dutanga.
Yeah.
Results that they think it's going to bring, or being a person.
If we know that it's virya, it solves the problem.
Yes.
If it's patience, it solves the problem.
If we know that patience is virya.
No problem whether it's kusala or akusala, because it can be.
Right, then we no longer
when we're being patient, like the bed of nails,
or enduring longer on the bus or something, and we feel, oh, we're being so patient, but actually maybe akusala virya. So I'm
kidding myself when I'm not screaming when it's thinking, no, I'm just being patient on the bus.
That's a good example, really.
Yes. Yeah.
And virya can arise with lobha or with dosa.
Yeah.
Or with moha.
Energy.
Because you see that there are also wrong eightfold path, not just right eightfold path.
Yeah.
Sorry, we can talk a little more about the wrong eightfold path.
Wrong view, wrong sankappa.
Wrong thinking.
Yeah.
Wrong effort.
Wrong concentration.
Wrong sati.
Yeah. Wrong concentration, yeah.
I can understand the others, but I can't understand how they could be wrong sati.
Doesn't stand for a special cetasika, because sati is always so banal. but it stands for absence of sati or mindfulness for akusala. Akusala chetasikas. Yes.
Or taking something else for mindfulness that yeah. isn't.
For example, when there is the thinking that I know or I understand, at that moment, it's right or wrong. If there is no understanding at all, but one thinks that one understands.
Or one thinks that one is aware, mm-hmm. like aware of the sensations while holding the book or while walking, so you can call it wrong awareness.
Or thinking one has experienced anatta.
Right.
Yeah. Special experience.
Right. Wrong view.
Seems to be so much thinking about, oh, we're aware, or we have right thinking, or right understanding, or panya has arisen. And so my sense is this is so much moha. How do we understand, or is it panya then that knows when understanding is there, end of story?
I think that when there is very careful studying of the Eightfold Path, like what is the object of Satipatthana, then one knows whether there is sati, which is aware of a reality or not, or just thinking like one used to think before about anattaness, about not permanent. But that is not the Satipatthana. So when one understands the characteristic of Satipatthana, one knows that what moment is Satipatthana and what moment is not Satipatthana. As long as one cannot know the moment of Satipatthana, it's impossible just to say that we understand Satipatthana.
Yes, I've heard you say this many times, but for some reason it's become more meaningful on this trip, that the importance of knowing the difference between those moments, because without that, there cannot really be the development.
Right.
Because one will be developing the wrong path, either no development or, mm-hmm. what is worse, the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something that, I mean, one can only come to know the difference if there are moments of awareness in the first place. So it's a little bit of a catch-22 situation.
For example, now there is the intellectual understanding about different characteristics of realities, see?
Yes.
Visible object is different from sound, from smell, from taste, from touching.
Yes.
So by knowing so, one knows whether there is some understanding of a characteristic or not. When there is some understanding of the characteristic, we don't mind to find out whether sati is there or satipatthana is there, or whether one can call that satipatthana. No need to use any term or any word, as long as there is some understanding of a characteristic right now. And that is precise to know. It doesn't mix with other object, because when there is awareness of hardness appears, see? The other objects do not appear at all. And when panya is keen enough, it is right that with more understanding, more precise understanding. Now it seems like we understand theoretically that whenever there is awareness of hardness as an object, nothing can appear, no other objects can appear. But when panya grows, it's not different from this moment that no other objects appear, only the hardness and the experiencing of hardness. No one, no body, no world. So one knows that what is the meaning of no one, no world, no body. It's not just the word, but it's by developing panya more and more until it's so keen, and it can appear any moment unexpectedly. If you would like to have it arise, never at all. But when it's time for its penetration, then it's there.
There is some fake awareness that sound is not the same as hardness, that there are different doorways. But how can Panya go further and have more understanding of those characteristics or other characteristics?
By knowing that it has to be developed on and on.
That means more often, again and again.
For example, how can there be the precise understanding, the distinction between visible object and the idea of someone or something in it? See? It must take eons or many years or many lives, but it's so true. Otherwise, there will no less attachment to visible object as someone all the time, or me all the time. So there must be precise understanding of each reality as it is, sound as sound, visible object as visible object, thinking as thinking.
And this is the importance of studying more about the different characteristics of the different realities.
We shouldn't think much about practice or panya, just develop understanding from reading, considering, and then when awareness is aware, it's just awareness, instead of trying or being so joyful having it once or twice or more or less, see? It's just a reality which is conditioned, even panya and sati.
This is why the four factors of development of understanding are given as association with the right person and hearing the true teachings and useful reflection on what one has heard.
And remember that panya will lead to detachment.
Yes.
So when it's attachment, it's not panya at all. It's the one's own teacher again.
Okay. But attachment keeps coming in all the time.
That was good. A lot poor.
Yes. Even when one is saying these are the four factors, or whatever, you know.
And for the Four Noble Truths, the second truth must be eliminated. So one knows that it has to be less by understanding better and better about the characteristic of lopa, which can creep in any time, that it's just a reality. Otherwise, one is disturbed again by lopa coming or tosa coming, not the kusala coming.
That is so important.
Yes.
That is not my lopa,
right.
Only a dhamma. Yeah, everything is dhamma, and it is just a reality, it's just a dhamma. We hear it so many times, and we try to explain it to others, but when they hear it, it doesn't have any meaning, and is there a way for ourselves too? We have talked about it before, I know, but we need to hear again.
And when there is the understanding of visible object right now as just a reality, it will continue accumulated until one day it becomes clear and understand what is meant by not being attached to nimitta and piyanchana, only by sati right at that moment.
When you say one day, does that mean one day soon?
Panya can arise even right now. While one is laughing, thinking, indicates that panya has developed to the degree that it can understand any reality. So brave, so courageous to know, to understand reality as a reality.
Yes, you used to say cheerful and courageous. That is her device.
Well, in Tipitaka.
I think it's actually quite natural, because when there's a little understanding about the value of detachment, just a little, from whatever is conditioned, I think it's like a big burden lifted, and you know, one can feel very joyful to have heard about detachment from any reality, whether it's panya or akusala, anything, it doesn't matter at all. And
because
I think a little bit.
because people get so discouraged when they hear so many aeons, more Lodwek sometimes gets discouraged.
Would you like to change to days and years?
And we don't know. We don't know. Maybe we don't know tomorrow or next month.
Or days.
We have no. We have no idea. Yeah. Any.
There is no expectation. They can be tomorrow. Anyway. Who knows? Yeah. Or anything.
We don't know how long or so short.
Sutta, 7 years, 7 days, 7 months, 7 days. People fall over that, stumble over that.
Or less than that, like paya.
Yeah.
So it depends on conditions only.
Yeah.
That's why when we read Tipitaka, we should understand the meaning. Mm-hmm. Not just I'll try for 7 days or 7 months or seven years.
What is the significance of 7 years? Why seven? Why not
on
seven
different accumulations?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No significance in the number.
If
or
anyone
just
would
an example.
Try to concentrate on it for 7 years and nothing happened, what about the teachings? He might take that the Buddha's word is not right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.